When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Friday before Christmas. It's cold out there. It snowed a little bit today, December 20th. It's another 5-hour KM to AM. It's also a football Friday, but I know the city that never sleeps is never not talking about baseball. Christian Walker signs with the Houston Astros. I'm going to lead with that. But then we're still coming off the article written about Madden ratings and Brick Johnson coming into the locker room and Woody Johnson and the shenanigans going on in Florham Park. Zach Rosenblatt will join us at 8:15 to talk Jets. And then we got to get ready for the Giants to not win another game and continue on their path to the draft with Art Stapleton at 9:15. But let's start right here, man. I checked with Ken Rosenthal to see if he could join us. Connor, can you cue up when you get a minute the Ken Rosenthal comments? And I'll give my comments quickly, and then we'll listen to what Ken Rosenthal had to say about this today on Foul Territory. Shout out to the guys at Foul Territory. One, I was here the last few nights, and I was talking about Paul Goldschmidt more than Christian Walker. Jack Curry and the Yes Network and the Yankees pretty much were telling you last night that they were looking for less expensive options. They told you. I guess they're trying to soften the blow for some of y'all. So to, you know, get to today and see the reaction. Oh, my God, I can't believe. He signed for 3 years, $60 million. The Houston Astros, what are we doing? I'm like, wait, was it imperative? Was this something that needed to happen? Was he a must sign? You're losing me. 888-808-1019. Yeah, the Yankees have holes. The Yankees have a hole potentially at first base, but once they traded for Cody Bellinger, who can play first base, and you also heard Brian Cashman talk about internal options like a Ben Rice, who played last year. It made me think about last year. Last year, they won the division with Ben Rice and Anthony Rizzo and DJ LeMahieu at first base, right? Then they won a postseason round with Oswaldo Cabrera and John Birdie at first base. And I put that online, and people were saying, but Keith, we had Juan Soto. Yeah, Juan Soto was, you know, right behind those guys, backing them up. That's the reason. Like, yeah, we had Juan Soto in the lineup. We understand that you need more pop at first base. Christian Walker could have provided that, but he wanted to be a Houston Astro. Let me play the Ken Rosenthal clip before I tell you why he wanted to be a Houston Astro and why I knew the Yankees were out on him and it wasn't going to happen, so it didn't disappoint me. Let's hear Ken Rosenthal talk about it right now.
Ken, what do you think's the aftermath from here? So it sounded like this could have been a good fit for a team like the Yankees. Also, it sounded like the Astros could have been a potential fit for Pete Alonso. So what do you think about the rest of the shakeup here with the first base market? Tons of names on that market.
It's really interesting, Scott. And I reported last night that the Yankees are increasingly likely to look at a more inexpensive option than Alonso or Walker. And I believe you guys mentioned it earlier. And I wrote this too. The qualifying offer and the potential loss of two more draft picks was a factor here. Remember, they lost their second and fifth highest picks for Max Fried. If they had signed Walker or if they signed Alonso, they would also lose their third and sixth highest picks. You're essentially blowing up your draft. Now, you're the Yankees. You might do that for 1 year, but it's not something that teams really like to do at all. They hate losing draft picks because, of course, that's the access or the way to access young talent. So that was a factor. Price seems to be a factor as well. They want to go cheaper at that position, and there are multiple options. Let's face it. You can look at the first base free agent market beyond Alonso. It's Justin Turner. It's Paul Goldschmidt. It's Carlos Santana. It's Josh Bell. All of these options. There are trade possibilities as well. Josh Naylor is one, and you have others. So they can kind of survey the landscape, whether it's Yandy Diaz in a trade or Josh Naylor in a trade or Nathaniel Lowe in a trade or, in more likely, in my estimation, one of the free agents that you can get for roughly the same price you'd be paying one of the trade guys without giving up players.
It's December 20th. Like, if Christian Walker wanted to wait this out and see what the market turned into, he could have got paid more. But everybody's not greedy. Everybody's not out to get every last dollar. Some guys are just like, hey, I want to be wrapped up opening presents with my family on Christmas, knowing where I'm going to be. Houston is a 2.5 hour flight from Arizona, where he just was. I would like to see the Yankees go ahead and entertain the thought of bringing in a former Arizona Diamondback at first base and Paul Goldschmidt. Ah, Keith, he's washed. Keith, he's on a decline. He's 37. I really don't think that a motivated Paul Goldschmidt, who's not in St. Louis, who's also friendly with Judge, who's most likely going to platoon, right, who had a better second half of his year last year, who hits lefties well, who is a professional hitter, who is going to help everybody around him. I really don't think that Christian Walker is going to be that much of a difference than a Paul Goldschmidt. 888-808-1019. Yes, he's a Gold Glover. You know, Cashman's got a thing for MVPs. Judge, obviously, two-time MVP. Stanton, a former MVP. Remember, he brought in Josh Donaldson, a former MVP. Didn't work out. Cody Bellinger, former MVP. And, Paul Goldschmidt, former MVP. It's just like a pedigree thing. It's just, at some point, these guys have been at the top of the mountain. Can they be that for a couple series, a couple months? I think they can. And Cashman never wanted to sign Juan Soto for $760 million. He never wanted to do that. You could tell. That's not his way. That's not how he's trying to craft a team. This guy's literally worried about qualifying offers, losing picks. Yes, and I understand it, right? Because they're playing the game a certain way. Because they didn't have to extend for Juan Soto. Juan Soto might be the last guy. And I said this before, we knew where Juan Soto was going. Juan Soto might be the last guy you have to give one of these ridiculous contracts to. And now that Cashman's like, whew, got from under that one, now I can build the team and craft the team the way I want and create a winner in the way that I see it fit. 888-808-1019. Christian Walker was a name that popped up, I guess, around the trade deadline last year, and it was a good thought and a good idea, but it wasn't a must sign. It wasn't a had to have. They told you Max Fried was at the top of their list, not Christian Walker, and they gave up picks for Max Fried. You got to think about this. I always say this with trades, too. It takes two to tango. Yankee fans, I know a lot of you just hate Cashman, hate the team, hate the game. There are other teams. There are 29 teams in the New York Yankees. The Houston Astros had to make a move. They traded Kyle Tucker. Their fan base hates them for that. They're going to lose Alex Bregman. Their fan base hates them for not paying players. But they always find a little crafty way. 3 years at $60 million for a 34-year-old first baseman, it fell into their laps. It fell into their laps. And at that price, yeah, it does kind of make you scratch your head with the Yankees because you say, that was affordable. What, are they definitely trying to stay under the luxury tax? Yeah, probably.
And when you look at what the Yankees could potentially do next, it's not a guarantee that it's going to be Paul Goldschmidt. It's not a guarantee that it's going to be Carlos Santana. But they have options. They have flexibility. I mentioned Oswaldo Cabrera and John Birdie because they literally got through the Royals in the ALDS like that. And it's not all about Juan Soto. You guys got to get Juan Soto's name out of your head. He's not a Yankee anymore. It's done. It's about being better at certain positions, right? You got better at right field. Juan Soto's gone. You got better at right field. Get better at the rest of the positions around the field. 888-808-1019. It's December 20th. We're going to go through January. We're going to go through February. Even when we get into spring training, there will still be trades and moves being made. Even when we get into the season, there will be trades and moves being made up until late July trade deadline. You don't have to have the answer today. I think that the Yankees have somewhat of a plan for the future. Do I think they're going to sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? I don't. But they could be in the running for him. They could be the highest bidder for him. We don't know. As much as Vladdy has blabbed and talked about the Yankees in a negative light, we don't know. Munetaka Murakami, a Japanese power-hitting first baseman, a lefty, that literally says that he likes the Yankees, like the Yankees are a place he'd like to play. And I think I told you guys, Roky Sasaki was never coming to New York. Of course, Joel Wolf is going to have his meetings with the Mets and the Yankees. Joel Wolf is Giancarlo Stanton's agent, also represented Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Of course, they're going to have those meetings and do the whole song and dance. And, oh, yeah, kill some time. Sasaki is going to go out west, and they're all pointing to the Dodgers. They've been pointing to the Dodgers. 888-808-1019. So maybe there is a vision here that, hey, we don't want to sign a 34-year-old player that was waiting for his payday, right? A guy from PA that used to be a Baltimore Oriole. Maybe he hates the Yankees. He's a beard guy. Maybe he doesn't want to shave his beard. Maybe he doesn't want to move to the big city. Maybe he's a small market guy. There are other factors here besides just, oh, the Yankees are being cheap. Oh, the Yankees want to go the inexpensive route. Oh, why do they care about draft picks? They're playing the game a certain type of way. So this move today did not change my opinion of the Yankees offseason. 888-808-1019. I like the Max Fried move, coupled with the Devin Williams move, coupled with the Cody Bellinger move. They're still going to make probably two, maybe three other moves. Don't forget about Jonathan Loaisiga. And Mets fans, we're going to talk tonight about Pete Alonso. What does Pete Alonso want? Because as I look at Christian Walker, I'm like, man, he wanted a short trip to move from Phoenix to Houston. He wanted to be signed before Christmas. I mean, this guy, in my opinion, took a L. He wanted 4 or 5 years. He wanted to get up to his age 38, 39 season. They didn't treat him like a Juan Soto. They're like, nah, you're not like that. It takes two to tango. Houston said, yeah, we'll get it done. That fell right into their price range. He's a Houston Astro now. So the Astros are out on Pete. And this market is going to change. If Christian Walker was the top first base option on the market, now Pete is. Who is going to sign Pete Alonso? Mets fans, when are, you know, David Stearns and Steve Cohen going to come together and say, this is our guy. Let's pay him. Let's get it done. I don't think the Yankees are. And I know there's a lot of Yankee fans entertaining that. They didn't want to sign Christian Walker. He got the qualifying offer. They're not going to go after Pete Alonso. He's going to want more money. And, like, defensively, he's not better than Walker. Yeah, he'll give you some more pop. But, like, I don't think Cashman wants to stick it to the Mets. I don't think the Yankees care about the Mets. Literally, I don't think that they're looking to take a former Met and be like, oh, you got Juan Soto. We got Pete Alonso. How do you feel? And I really do believe that Pete Alonso wants to stay with the Mets, especially now that they got Juan Soto and he sees Steve Cohen is giving out sweets and giving people's mom clothing allowances and chartered flights for the families to go to away games and four premium tickets. They're like, if I'm Pete, I'm saying, Scott, you represent Juan Soto. You represent me. Get it done. 888-808-1019. So, of course, we're going to talk about Christian Walker, but I'm going to walk you back off the ledge, off the plank. Like, what? Like, I just don't understand. Yankee fans are so spoiled. A bunch of big-ass crybabies. Because we didn't get Christian Walker now? You're criticizing the offseason? You're criticizing Brian Cashman and the Yankees? You're panicking? Oh, this is a mistake. What are they doing? That deal is so affordable. Yeah, the reason that deal is affordable is because Christian Walker bended towards a team that he wanted to play for. He wanted the Crawford boxes. He didn't want that deep left field in Yankee Stadium. 888-808-1019. I'm 15 minutes in an hour. Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic covering your New York Jets will join us in 2 hours. Art Stapleton will join us to talk about the G-Men. KM to AM returns right after this.
Yeah.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Everybody chill out. Everybody relax. We're not going to yell about Christian Walker. We're not going to yell about Brian Cashman or the Yankees' approach. It's December 20th. Be jolly, be holly, be happy. Happy holidays, everybody. Be safe wherever you are, wherever you're going. KM to AM, Keith McPherson on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Looking at Paul Goldschmidt on Baseball Reference. Looking at Christian Walker on Baseball Reference. It's also noted that Paul Goldschmidt works out with Judge and has a relationship with Judge. And I don't know, over the last couple years, Judge has had a heavy influence on the organization, right? At least now with personnel, the captain has a say. Like, yeah, we want Alex Verdugo. Okay. Well, maybe there's something there with Goldie. I can't look at Paul Goldschmidt if he actually is the guy that the Yankees target and go get. With his career resume, I can't look at Paul Goldschmidt and say, nah, he's a bum, he's washed, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to be asked to play every day at age 37. He's also not a long-term commitment. I didn't need to give 34-year-old Christian Walker, like, how do you know Christian Walker didn't say to the Yankees, it's 4 years for me to come all the way over there? How do you know Christian Walker's representation didn't say to the Yankees, it's $25 million for me to go all the way over there? We saw that you put out $760 million for Juan Soto. The Houston Astros are penny pinching. They didn't want to pay Kyle Tucker next year and sent him elsewhere. Alex Bregman's hanging out there. And that's another thing. The Yankees will not be signing Alex Bregman. Breaking news. But I don't know. I woke up today, and when that news broke, I think I was most shocked at the numbers. Oh, we only got 3 years? We had $60 million, $20 million a year? He took the L. He took the L train from Phoenix to Houston. And they got that little stupid train in their ballpark at Minute Maid Park. That's the train that Christian Walker's riding on coming into opening day. Don't the Mets play down there? Like, I'm telling you, you got to start looking at things from the other side. I know you're a Yankee fan, and so many Yankees fans have this, like, trauma and PTSD, you know, after Juan Soto signed. I said, it's been ASS, ass, after Juan Soto signed. But you got to get over it. They will improve this team. It is December 20th. Losing out on Christian Walker, they probably talked to Christian Walker and knew they were going to not move with him days ago, probably at the winter meetings. They let you know so much. Ken Rosenthal tried to tell you. Jack Curry tried to tell you. I tried to tell you last night. It's okay. And I'll tell you again, Paul Goldschmidt, you might not love the idea, but he's a pro's pro. He's a former MVP. He's a professional hitter. I don't think he's done. I think he will be way more motivated playing for the Yankees. I think he will be way more motivated playing with Aaron Judge and these guys. And I think he'll help a lot of the young guys around him. I think that's a good guy to put in the clubhouse to see how to go about preparing, batting practice, how to go out and do it day to day. 888-808-1019. And Christian Walker, I'm not knocking him at all, but I'm just like, you don't know that this guy wanted to be a Yankee. All this talk this offseason about who wants to be a Yankee and who doesn't. He's a beard guy. Maybe he wants to keep that beard. His swing is going to be way better for the Crawford boxes, not for Yankee Stadium. This guy is a former Oriole. Maybe he's got some hate in his blood against the New York Yankees. You don't know. I know that if you took that contract on December 20th, 3 months before you had to, that's where you want it to go. That's the deal that you wanted. That's the deal that you were okay with for 3 years, $60 million, and I'm okay with that too. Let's go to Dave in Medford. Dave, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, first-time caller. Love the show.
Thanks for calling in. What you got?
Oh, I got maybe a little crazy. So I just heard you say that the Yankees are not going to sign Bregman.
I don't think they are.
I think Bregman's the key to everything. Okay. All you need to do is grab Bregman. You could get by at first base with Ben Rice. You got Bellinger, Cabrera. Cabrera could play second base. Jazz can move to second base, and crazy as it sounds, Jazz can move to the outfield. He's played a ton of outfield. It's not out of the question. He's an athlete. He's young. And you can get by till the trade deadline. What do you think?
I just don't think that they're going to give Bregman the money that he's seeking. Maybe if the market collapses and he's hanging out there really late and he has to, you know, as we've seen with Scott Boras's client, if he's got to take a short-term deal, maybe the Yankees say, oh, okay, punch it now. But he's looking for over 6 years, and he's already turned down $160 million from the team that he became famous with. And, you know, I look at him, and he had a down year and a prove-it year. He came along late, but, like, out of the gate, part of the reason they struggled is because they could not rely on Alex Bregman. There's also the layer of the cheating Astros. We're supposed to be over it, Cashman ain't over it. Cashman remind you every single time, don't say that we had a X amount of years of a drought without saying that a team cheated. Do you think Brian Cashman wants to hand that guy $175 million, $200 million? He doesn't.
No, I guess you're right. I get that. What about Arenado?
Now, Arenado, supposedly the Yankees aren't interested in, and Arenado's not interested in the Yankees. Arenado just turned down a trade to Houston. I'm not sure where he's going to go. Maybe the Phillies? Alec Boehm is a name that's popped up for the Yankees to trade for. I don't know if they do that. I don't know if they do that either.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out just some way to get by one more move and, you know.
We've got 3 months for that, Dave. Thanks for the first time calling to my show, 888-808-1019. You don't need to figure that out today. But, like, as of today, knowing that you flip Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin. Wait, like, follow me, y'all. You flip Nestor Cortez, who was hurt the last couple years, shaky at times last year, who gave up the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history, had to get him up out of here. Respect to my guy Nestor, but he needed a change of scenery after that. You gave up him and Caleb Durbin, who has never played up here. They hyped Caleb Durbin to the point where the Brewers are like, okay, we'll give you one of the best closers in baseball. Ding! Everybody knew Cody Bellinger was coming over here. He knew it. His dad knew it. You knew it. I knew it. And they were able to get $5 million off the Cubs. And they traded Cody for Cody. Not Will Warren. Not another prospect. Cody Poteet, who made like 3 spot starts for the Yankees last year and then disappeared, got hurt and never came back. They were able to trade that guy for Cody Bellinger, who's upside in Yankee Stadium, hitting in this ballpark with this team. Come on now. You think that guy's not going to be motivated? Former MVP. And because Carlos Rodon is not the number 2, because Carlos Rodon is not the left-handed ace that we thought we signed, they were willing to go back into the pitching market, back into free agency, and sign a Max Fried. And they won Max Fried over division rivals. The Blue Jays were going to pivot the same way. The Red Sox were going to pivot the same way. Both of those teams put up over $700 million for Juan Soto, didn't get him. So the next move for those teams was to get pitching. They were in on Max Fried. The Yankees went the extra year to get him, and now he's ours. So you feel really good about a 1-2 punch in the postseason. Like, nah, I'm not going for it. I'm not letting Christian Walker talk sway me from, okay, Juan Soto, everybody wanted. Juan Soto was plan A. I don't know what plan B was going to be. I've already forgotten about the prospect of Kyle Tucker because I told you the Astros were not going to give the Yankees Kyle Tucker. But I did not know that this team was going to get Devin Williams. When you add Devin Williams in here over Clay Holmes, follow me. Like, they're that much better without Clay Holmes blowing 13, 14 games last year. Devin Williams is not going to blow half of those games. He's not a third of them. They're that much better. Loaisiga is going to come back. You can go Loaisiga, Weaver, Devin Williams. I don't care if we got to beat teams 4-2. And we're going to score more runs than that. Volpe's going to take a step forward. He hit a grand slam in the World Series. He's going to be driven and motivated off of the way that fifth inning went to be better going into next year. Austin Wells is not a rookie anymore. Austin Wells was hitting cleanup behind Judge. Like, Austin Wells is going to take a step forward. He came through in the World Series. Jazz, you know what they always say about the second year in New York, right? Jazz is not a half-year Yankee anymore. I follow Jazz on Instagram. He's working out every day to show you, hey, I'm in the lab. I'm cooking up. He's taking right-handed at-bats. Not that he's going to turn into a switch hitter, but he's flexing. He's showing you. He's working on his infielding. This guy can play second base, third base. Guys are going to take a step forward. I like the rotation, and it's not done. I'm not stuck on a Christian Walker signing so much because they have Cody Bellinger at first base. Ben Rice came up and hit 3 homers in a game last year. You think that kid's not motivated to be better in his second year? I didn't even think they were going to press that Ben Rice button. He skipped a level. I'm like, I didn't think that kid was ready. They have internal options. Jason Dominguez is going to get some run, I believe. They have players. They're going to add more. I'm good on Christian Walker. I'm good on Alex Bregman. They don't have to address all of their needs by spending top dollar. If they want to pay Goldie, it's not going to cost that much. If they want to pay Carlos Santana, it's not going to cost that much. Jim is in Mahwah, New Jersey. Jim, you got it.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hey, I just wanted to say I agree with you. I like the Yankee moves. I just had a question and a comment for you. What did you think of possibly Carlos Santana as the backup to Ben Rice for the year as opposed to Goldschmidt? And then he's a switch hitter, and I thought he'd be maybe a little bit more effective in case Ben Rice does fail a little bit. You've got a guy who can hit the righties as well, the righty pitchers. And then there was a comment I just wanted to say about Gleyber Torres. A lot of people have really been, you know, drilling down on this guy for that play in the game one of the World Series. But, you know, I played first base for a long time, and on a double hit up the right center gap, the first baseman is supposed to be backing up that play, and Rizzo wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So I know Gleyber has his faults, and people really try to beat up on the guy, but, you know, I just want to defend him on that play because it was a short hop. And, you know, for the year, Volpe and Gleyber had the exact same number of errors. So, I just want to say, I mean, I like Gleyber a lot, you know, and I just want to defend that play because he had to make that a quick decision. He didn't make the play, but the play was not backed up.
Yeah, understood. Thanks for the call, Jim. I'm somebody, I'll raise my hand. I'll never get over Gleyber not catching that ball. That was dumb. Like, you're in the World Series, lock in. And he knew it, right? The next at bat, he thought he hit a home run. He didn't, but he tried to make up for it because he knew that was a mistake. Whether Rizzo is backing up the play or not, Ohtani is roaring at the Dodger Stadium fans, not paying attention to the ball at all. And that much time went by. It's like time froze. The ball was just trickling into the infield. But that's Gleyber's MO. You knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. I was saying on The Fan, there is an era in the postseason that keeps me up at night. I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm Gleyber. What's Gleyber going to do? That's what he did all year. He led the league in errors. He was the worst fielding second baseman in the league. That's done. Like, enough of the benching Gleyber Torres, right? If we're talking about a philosophy change, making the Yankees better defensively, right, listening to the Dodgers laugh and talk about their scouting report and how, oh, we just knew they were going to play Yankee baseball. We just knew all we had to do was put the ball in play. Yeah, we were sure in that fifth inning down five that all we had to do was put bat to ball and they were going to crumble and fold. If I'm Brian Cashman, that pisses me off the most. If I'm Brian Cashman, that is something that I'm fixing right away. You can't fix Juan Soto and his departure right away. And good for Juan, right? I guess reports came out today that Juan said, wait. Reports of the Yankees not treating my family correctly, that's not true. Duh. I told you guys that right away. If there was an issue, why didn't we hear about it back in April, May? I've seen Juan Soto's family in the family section at Yankee Stadium. You think they don't treat them first class, whatever. It was nonsense. All that was put out there to make it seem like Juan Soto wasn't just going after the most money. But, you know, that's in the past, too. Carlos Santana is another old guy at first base. Not going to cost that much. I lean Goldschmidt over Carlos Santana. But I wouldn't be mad about it either because they're not going to ask these guys to be the everyday first baseman. If they get hurt, they can put Belly there. They can call Ben Rice up. They're not going to be dependent on like that. They're going to be dependent on to add some pop to the lineup, you know, give us a guy there. But like, I'm not so much looking at Carlos Santana or Goldschmidt as like, boom, that's the move. It's a collection of moves in the offseason that make the offseason as a whole be good, right? Like, when's the last time you've seen the Yankees get a haul like this? And that's another thing I wanted to note, right? Usually the Yankees get a haul of players after they miss the postseason. Last year, they missed the postseason, and they went out and just got the best player they could possibly get and trade for, which was Juan Soto, to make the tandem of him and Judge. Got us to the World Series. They got to the World Series. And they're stacking the deck. They're adding players. They're going to add a few more quality players. They already have added all-stars. I don't know. I guess I see it differently. Joe is out in Colonia. What's up, Joe? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. With all the moves the Yankees made, I love Chaz. Where does he fit in with the Yankees? I always thought he brought back the fun in baseball. I love this guy. Where does he fit in with the Yankees right now?
In the infield. Thanks for the call. You know, I'm kind of conflicted on Jazz. I still haven't gotten over him talking about, yeah, we're going to go to the World Series and win it. I still haven't gotten over him being a Johnny-come-lately, the newest Yankee, and every opportunity in front of a camera and microphone for him to say, we're going to win the World Series. We're going after 28, baby. I'm like, bro, you have not put in the pain with us. Like, you have not been here. You're a Marlin. Like, chill with that. But he's an athletic guy. He can hit homers. He might be your leadoff hitter. He can steal bases. He's got a hell of an arm, which makes me think about him continuing to grow at third base. But if you want to focus on shoring up the defense, you get a Max Fried, you get a Devin Williams, and you want to end that narrative over Yankee defense, Yankee baseball not being strong defensively, then you don't keep him at a position that he didn't play. That's another thing about Gleyber. I'm so done with the Gleyber Torres experiment. Maybe the market crashes for Gleyber and they do bring him back, but I doubt it because you guys forgot when Jazz came over here and they even mentioned to Gleyber potentially playing some third base. Gleyber said, no, I'm a second baseman. Barely. You're barely a second baseman. We tried to make you a shortstop. You came up projecting to be a shortstop, and then we had to coddle you and make you a second baseman when we had DJ LeMahieu, and now, yo, I only play second base. You're out of here, bro. You're out of here. On your way out of here, you should have done whatever was asked for you. Like, whatever was asked of you, you should have been down for. No, I'm a second baseman. Okay, good. Right? Because he didn't want to, you know, go through the experience that he went through trying to change positions where the mistakes he made at shortstop made his bat a zero. We thank you, Gleyber, for figuring it out at the leadoff spot. But it's over, folks. You got to get better. I will not miss the running into outs, and I will not miss the ball going by him, giving up outs. Like, that is Gleyber Torres' baseball DNA. Even the hot dog and not hustling running to first, it's done. They're not going to pay for that. He can be with the Seattle Mariners. We got to improve. 888-808-1019. Still taking your calls on the Yankees. Half an hour until the Hoosiers take on the Fighting Irish. I cannot wait for this game. I'm not going to bet on it because I just don't have a good feeling, but I have a lean towards Kurt Cignetti coming from James Madison University and turning IU around. Like, I want to bet on IU, but I'm just going to watch and root for those guys to knock off Notre Dame. It's going to be a great game. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. I think missing out on players in the offseason is a good exercise, and it's timely right before Christmas. Like, be prepared to not get what you want. Be prepared to open up a lame gift. Be prepared to have thoughts in your mind, like a wish list of things, and then nah. And then deal with it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m., the Yankees didn't get Christian Walker, and I don't care. It did not change my day at all today. It would have been cool. I would have celebrated it for sure. But there are other options, and he wasn't the end-all, be-all. 888-808-1019. Eddie in Fairfield, Connecticut is on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's up, dude?
Getting ready for this football game to come on.
Yeah, dude, first off, man, I love the music. I like that Biggie Smalls freestyle beat you had early on there before the break. And then that Still Dre right there was awesome.
Yeah, I always got beats, man. I got a Week 16 football rap that I did coming up. You know, stay tuned.
Yeah, good stuff. And, you know, I agree with the Christian Walker stuff, man. I mean, he could ride that L train in Houston. And we got other options. And I do like how Cashman has options and can save those picks, because look at what the teams have been doing in the draft. And I think the Yankees really need to do that, because they just haven't had the chance to build a team like that in a while. So,
yeah. They're damned if they do, totally damned if they don't. They'll get killed for not having enough homegrown talent, not having a strong enough farm system. It's just like, well, what do you think they're trying to do?
Right. I agree. And I know, like, you know, Yankee fans are upset about the Juan Soto thing, but saving that money really is just so important. And, you know, I don't think the fans really understand that.
Yeah, it was a ton of money. The guy deserves it. He's worth it and all of that. But he's not our player anymore. And he played 1 year here.
No.
You will forget in a year or two if the Yankees are better, look better, and get back to a World Series, win a World Series. And also, like, this is going to go on for a decade and a half with looking across the street at the Mets and saying, we dodged one. Like, this guy's got a window of the next 4 to 5 years for the Mets to win a World Series before he's an everyday DH. And I'm not saying that as a slight. It's just facts. And you know it. I know it. Like, you would have been paying so much money for a guy, and the Yankees would have just been right back to where they were with Stanton, right back to where they were with Ellsbury, right back to where they were with A-Rod. Right. I'm telling you, Cashman does not want to live like that.
No, I agree. And, I mean, preach it, because the Yankee fans still need to hear it every day. And, you know, not getting Christian Walker was a blessing here. If we got him, good, but there's just better options out there. And I think the team could really make it work with where they are right now. So thanks for putting me on, man, and keep doing your work, man.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. I won't say it's a blessing, but I don't think it's a huge deal. I don't think it's a miss. I don't think it's an L. I don't think it's, oh, no, now, what are they doing? They told you two nights ago. They're going to go for cheaper options. Yeah, they're not going to give up those picks from the qualifying offer. Yeah, they probably talked to Christian Walker. And I'm telling you, his price probably had a Yankees tax. For me to go all the way from Phoenix to New York, for me to play in a big market, deal with that pressure, oh, your fans are mean. They boo. Oh, the media. I saw the media coverage of the whole Juan Soto thing. If I'm going to take that, I need an extra $5 million a year and an extra year. And the Yankees were like, nah, we're straight. You're 34 years old. We don't know. And that's another thing I say all the time. We don't know if these guys are going to be able to handle New York. We don't know if these guys are going to be able to play in the Bronx, if the pinstripes are going to be too heavy. It is way different playing for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, you know, shout out to Christian Walker, playing the World Series, Gold Glove winner. The guy's excellent on defense or whatever. I just am not losing any sleep over not having him on the team. Joe is in New Haven. Joe, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
Hey, Keith. Nice talking with you again. I was thinking that Alex Baum might be like a really good move for us.
I think it's a possibility. It depends on what the Phillies want. We got to kind of wait on that. I think they might be interested in adding Nolan Arenado. He's a young guy. He's not going to be the bat that you're looking for, but it could be an option. If Cashman can fleece them and finesse them and give nothing up for him, then it's something that could get done.
That's his MO, and I think that, Baum, maybe he's not going to hit a lot of home runs, but he's really good
defensively.
With guys in scoring position.
Yep, he's a gamer.
Yeah.
He's played in the World Series. He's played on these postseason teams with the Phillies. I wouldn't mind the guy. I don't think, he's a 280 hitter. I don't think he's going to have that much pop, but I think he'll get on base. He's young. I wouldn't be opposed to it. It just depends on what they have to give up for him. Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. David in Yonkers on the Fan. What's up, David?
Yes. Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. First off, you and C-Mac got to get on in the days. You're the two best.
We're the night crawlers. We got to hold it down at night. It's it's how you strengthen the whole day, right? You spread the team out. You got to have some talent at night or nobody would listen, right? City that never sleeps. Got to have people entertained at night.
I know, but I unfortunately I have to sleep at night. But anyhow, I catch you enough as it is. So, two things on Juan Soto. He's a great hitter. Maybe he's a generational hitter. He is not a generational player. He is a, of the five tools, he's a two-tool player. He hits and he hits with power. He doesn't throw, he doesn't run, and he doesn't field. So, yes, he's a great player, and it would have been nice to keep him. But, I guess in a way I'm saying he's being overrated for...
Extremely. He's overpaid, extremely overrated.
Yes.
But we were overrating him as Yankee fans because he was a part of the team that got back to the World Series. He hit the home run that sent the Yankees to the World Series.
Right.
Please remember who he was hitting in front of. Please remember that Aaron Judge, the actual MVP, was behind him. That helped him have the best season of his career. I don't know if he's going to be able to duplicate those numbers next year.
I doubt it. And the other, and you may think this is kind of silly, but I've heard some mention of it in terms of the Yankees possibly looking at Pete Alonso for first base. And the reason, here's the reason, or two reasons. One is I still think he's going to be having good power numbers. And also, he is a very underrated fielder.
He got better. We saw him make some plays in the postseason where I'm like, man, Pete is on it. He definitely got better fielding the position over the years.
Yes, he did. And so I don't know. That's one thought I had in terms of an addition that could make sense. He's only 30. You know, he's not 34. He's not 35.
It would have to be in like a month late. It would be something like spring training if the Mets absolutely do not sign him and do not give him the money and he gets pissed off at them where he says to Scott, pick up the phone, tell the Yankees I don't want to leave New York, get it done. Thanks for the call. I just don't think that the Yankees are interested in Pete Alonso. Not at that price, but the price could come down. And again, I'm telling you, the Yankees do not have a vendetta against the Mets for losing Juan Soto. That's a fan thing, right? The fans are calling up, oh, Juan Soto's not that good. He's not a five-tool player. Oh, he's going to age out. Oh, he's overrated. He's overpaid. You know, win something in Queens. You're having a parade for Juan Soto. The Yankees aren't thinking like that. The Yankees showed up with 16 years, $760 million. They tried to keep the guy because they knew the PR nightmare it has been the last couple weeks with the fans crying. And they knew, hey, this formula of him and Judge powered us through the division, number one seed, got us to the World Series. Now we have to reimagine things. That is all. Let your mind go to a place where the Yankees can be defensively better. Let your mind go to the place where their lineup can be longer, where it won't be just what Luis Severino said, oh, y'all only got two good hitters. Why can't we have six, seven? 888-808-1019. Man, they got to get this game started. Trying to watch some football. It's a Football Friday reminder. In 20 minutes, Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic will join us to talk Jets. And in an hour, in about 20 minutes, we're talking G-Men with Art Stapleton on The Fan. So Yankee fans, baseball fans, get your calls in now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.